It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. I'm joined by our senior mentor here, Mr. Mark Fenton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Who's going to be chatting with you guys today about, I don't know what. What are you talking about today, Mark?
I'm going to talk about a call diagonal.
A call diagonal.
Put on it a credit in the SPX.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm excited. Folks, if you have any questions for Mark as he's working through the content, just go ahead and put it in the chat box right underneath the video box there, and we will make sure to shout those out to Mark. Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Oh, all right. I shall. All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a trade that you can kind of morph into another trade if you need to make an adjustment. It's kind of an interesting, it's a speculatory play, but I think you'll find it interesting. Let me share my desktop.
Yes, please.
And if you could, let me know whenever you're seeing it, John.
It's thinking about it.
It's thinking real hard.
It's thinking, Lincoln. There we go.
All right. So the SPX, as we know, recently had an all-time high. Was it like 2453 or something like that? And so what this is a bit of a play that it won't run back up at least much further than that again, and that there's more chance of a downside. So a lot of times you've heard about a vertical, and sometimes if you just sell a call vertical in this instance, it can be a little harder to adjust. Well, here's another trade you could do, a diagonal, where you could change it into something else. So let's look at the basic components. So what I do is I go out and look for somewhere between a 25 and 35 delta call. Here's a 26 delta call, the 2460. We could even creep in here and do the 2455, but I think I'm going to stick with the 60 since that all-time high was 53. So we'll be a little bit higher up with our short ultimately than where the SPX has been so far. And then you go up 30 points from wherever you pick that short and you buy your longs, but you buy your longs 2 weeks later. And I do like to usually do this trade maybe 10 days to 16, 18 days out. This one's 15 days out where we're selling July 7th, the 2460, which is around the 26 delta. And then we're buying the 2490, 30 points higher. These are calls. Now, this trade's going to cost you per contract here, $3,000 less the margin. So it would actually cost you about $2,850 to make $150. So it's not necessarily the highest grossing trade you're ever going to make. But what we're doing this for is, one, we have all the downside in the world, no worries about a downside move. Even though, of course, you are short Vega, it really doesn't make any difference when you put this thing on at a credit. It'll go down. Vega can go as high as it wants. Eventually, you're going to be profitable on expiration day, right? Because ultimately on expiration day, unless we're trading above 2460, you're going to be profitable. Now, I wouldn't stick around till expiration day. I might even try to get $120 out of this and exit. But if it starts to move up against you, we can do something a little different. And that is, we could change this into a calendar. Let's suppose we're wrong and it's starting to run up. Now, while it's running up, we'll have bought our 2490 long a lot cheaper, won't we? But if it runs up enough, we could just do one of two things. You could roll up your 2460. Maybe if it gets up to 2450, buy back your 2460, sell the 2470, you know, and you'll have taken a hit on one, but you can make money on the other. And then ultimately You could even roll it all the way up. Let's see what this might look like. It might not look exactly right on the graph, but you can ultimately roll it all the way up until it's a calendar trade, meaning you'll be at the 2490 strike with your short and your long. So let's just take a look at that. So you'd execute this by buying back that call, selling the 2490. And then if you did that, you see it turns it into a calendar where you could be good from about 2460 on up. So it's a little bit different than, this is a lot easier to do a lot of times in a vertical. You're just probably going to have to close it. But this one, if you're really wrong and this thing really rocks to the upside, that's great. You can get yourself in a very fat, lucrative tent, right? By having it run up into it. And by the way, you'll have bought this 2490 long, and if it runs to it very cheap, so you're really going to be up a lot on your long. Now, you will have taken a hit on that short for sure, but you got a new short that's now going to decay, hopefully, maybe even expire worthless at 2490 if we really get a runner like that. So I think this trade makes a lot of sense. It's interesting, and it's something you can do if you feel like that the market really won't go a lot higher than it already has or already is. Now, certainly, if you think that we're going tons higher, this wouldn't be a trade I would do. So this trade really involves your opinion, which I get a kick out of people who are chartists. And in the last week, I've talked to two people who are very into charts who said there's no stopping this rally. The Fibonacci's are just showing higher and higher and higher. We're going to easily hit 2,500. And I've talked to two huge chartists who say this is extremely bearish. We're going to go down hard from here. So that's why I don't like to read charts, because you get people who are experts, who are very knowledgeable, and are all over the place. So I'd rather just trade a trade, and I'll take what it gives me. If it stays the same or goes lower, well, then good for me, right? I'll take the money. If it tries to run up a lot higher, maybe, you know, new all-time highs, I can roll up like this if I like. So I think it's a trade that's resilient, gives you some opportunity to be wrong and still make money. So any questions on that, I'd be happy to answer.
Yeah, if you have any questions, go ahead and plug them into the chat box. There's nothing like having options with your options, right, Mark?
Exactly right. Your options do give you options.
Incredible how that works sometimes. Any comments, go ahead and plug them in. Any questions? Likewise, I have a trivia for you guys as well. Not an insanely exciting one, but I just thought it was interesting. Today, June 22nd, 1990. We're jumping in a time machine here, going back to one of my favorite periods of time, the 90s. Who joined the cast of SNL today in 1990? Mark, guest 4728 asks, what was the guideline on when to adjust?
I'd rather answer the trivia question. No, I'm just joking. well, I think what I would do on this is probably adjust if we get to like 2448 to 50. You can roll up your short, or you can roll it up all the way to the 90, or rolling up short of that. But I would start getting out of the way if we get to around the 2450 area. Now, the longer you're in this trade, this won't be quite as stark, right? Because we got positive theta. Today, if it ran up as soon as you put it on, you'd be taking some heat, but you could still roll it up. And then if it came right back down, bonus for you.
Awesome. Wayne says Donald Trump. No, but that's a horrific guess, but thank you for playing. Rick says Chris Farley. No, that is a good guess though. You're in a similar vein. I'll give you a hint. Most of his movies suck horrendously. He's actually
Adam Sandler.
Hey, there it is.
Oh, can I say that out loud?
Mark,
I don't even need a love packet. I blew it, John.
You are a love packet. It's too funny though. But hey, Mark knocked it out of the park. That's exactly right. Adam Sandler.
That's terrible. I should never have guessed like that.
That's okay. I love it. It's more entertaining. Adam Sandler joined the guest of SNL today in 1990. And even though his movies suck, he's made tons of money. So good for him. Keep going, Adam. We love you.
He is a funny guy.
You can say that. What else? We just came back. Mark was here in Chicago, as well as our other mentor, Jay Bailey. And, of course, Dan and I were here. We had our two-day Chicago seminar. It was awesome. Had over 100 people packed into the Gleacher Center, getting all kinds of great education. That'll be available on demand soon. I'm still working through all that content and processing it, and so we can make it available. Of course, for those who are there, you will have access to it. And then anyone else who is interested in watching a whole bunch of actual traders going over real trades and adjustments and sharing their journeys of the craft and trading, it was definitely an awesome couple of days. But if you scroll down on the Sheridan TV page there, you will see a little banner on the bottom left-hand side for Dan's new class that starts July 11th. How to generate a plan to make $4K on $20,000 each month. I'm sure Mark Fenton will be contributing to that class as well. It'll be a four-week class, so you can scroll down there, learn a little bit more about that course. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us here at 800-288-9341. Or you can send an email over to info@SheridanMentoring.com. I don't see any other questions, Mark, but I appreciate you sharing today. Thank you, folks, for joining us and for listening. And we will be back on Tuesday of next week. It'll probably be Mark on Tuesday. And then good old Dino will be back either Tuesday or Thursday next week. I'm not sure which yet, but we will be back next week for another installment of Sheridan TV. Appreciate you joining us, folks.